The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, or we should say half hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, pretty much all football. And Stan Lee. We did get a little Stan Lee in. But short show today, A&M basketball at 5:30. Just want to give a quick plug for sportsmap.com. If you have not had a chance to check that out today, AJ has a column on there about the Kendall Briles hire, which he's very much against. And got our soccer recap. We're going to have a video up from Mindy Leveno in a little bit on the championship game. So lots of good stuff. Please check out Sportsmap. You will love it. I kind of feel like, you know, I have to admit this.
Admit away.
I am enjoying being in management again. I'm having fun.
Are you?
I'm having fun with this website, with, you know, working with everybody and dealing with stuff. I was kind of miserable at first.
Yeah.
Because I want to do it again.
And there was a lot of work to go into it early on.
Yeah. I mean, the whole pre-launch thing was a mess. But now I feel like I've got a handle on everything so I can do more stuff. And I'm having fun. This is fun. I can't believe I would say that, because my last few years in management at the other place, I was miserable.
Yeah.
I wanted to kill myself. But this is cool. I work with cool people. All right. So I do have the top 25 for next year if you'd like to hear them. At number 25, Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, I do declare.
Nick Fitzgerald, if he's back, but they have a pretty good backup. It's Joe Moorhead's first season. But they were 9-4 last year. So there you go, Mississippi State. At number 24, Iowa State.
Okay.
Says this is the next step for Matt Campbell and the Cyclones.
Yeah, okay, I'll go ahead and buy that stock.
At 23, Oklahoma State. They're losing Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
I ordinarily, I'd say that feels low, but
none of the teams you've mentioned so far strike me as they'd be in my top 25.
How about TCU at 22?
TCU would be in my top 25, maybe even a little higher than that.
Yeah, they're losing a lot of guys, though.
They're going to have a first-year starter. But Sean Robinson is supposed to be pretty good.
21, Florida Atlantic.
Ooh, that's a... an eye-opening placement.
Well, they were 11-3 last year. Of course, they lost their offensive coordinator.
They did.
So
number of rapes on campus should conceivably go down. Maybe team morale goes
down with it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. 20, Kansas State.
That might be high for me.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd have them in my top 25 either.
19, LSU. Boy, they're low.
Yeah.
It says this is a top 10 team in pure talent.
God, they've got so much
whether
talent.
This current coaching staff can get the Tigers into that class remains up for debate. Another changed offensive coordinator doesn't breed confidence in that unit's potential.
I'm with them on that.
Yeah, Matt Canada was supposed to be the savior there. That didn't work. Maybe you just, I don't know what you do now. 18, Florida State.
Sounds about right.
17.
Francois being back to new health or back to full health should make a big difference for them.
17, Southern Cal.
Ooh, that might be low.
But yeah, although...
We'll see what they look like without Sam Darnold. But they usually have a quarterback.
Yeah, they always have a quarterback who everybody thinks is going to be great, and then he goes to the pros and sucks. Michigan at 16. If he gets a quarterback, then I think they're better than this.
I do, too. But can they get a quarterback? That's the question.
This line is still not moved on my phone the entire time. It's like 1/20th of it, and it just hasn't moved.
if Shea Patterson can play in 2018, I think Michigan State's a top 10 program.
You mean Michigan?
Or, that's what I mean, Michigan, yeah. If he can't, well, I don't know.
Notre Dame, 15.
That sounds about right.
Number 14, Boise State.
Might be too high. They win 10 games this year?
They were 11-3, but, you know, they're supposed to be much better next year. Their schedule's not
much. They
play
Oklahoma State first week of the season, right?
I think that's their big test.
Yeah, that might be too high for me, but.
Auburn, 13.
Seems reasonable. Maybe even a little low.
Yeah. Stanford, 12.
Yeah, Stanford's turned into sort of a perennial power, haven't they?
They turned into a perennial number 12.
But if, I don't know. No Bryce Love. Nah.
Virginia Tech, 11. They'll find another running back. They always do.
They usually do.
They're just like Georgia. They always print another one. Virginia Tech, number 11.
I think that's about right. I like Josh Jackson. I think they are poised to take a step in the ACC.
I really like Justin Fuente, too. I think that was a hell of a hire for them.
And Bud Foster's, I mean, he always puts out a good defense.
Number 10, Michigan State.
Man, that might be high, too. Yeah, I'll go a little bit high there.
Number 9, Miami.
I don't know. They do have a lot of talent coming back. And Mark Richt is a good coach. I do feel like they were there a little ahead of schedule, but I just don't know if they're top 10 team to me. I don't know.
What if last year was the best they ever are?
Could be.
Because that's kind of what his Georgia teams were.
What did I say all last year was like, they're not that good. They got to get a quarterback, too.
Number 8, Washington.
Yeah, they'll have Jake Browning for one more year. I don't see why they shouldn't be in the mix. And I assume he'll have a better senior year than his junior year.
Number 7, Oklahoma. Kyler Murray.
Yeah, that's they're going to be good on offense. I don't know until they fix something in defense. I don't know how good they can be.
But
7 isn't unreasonable.
No, I think they take a step back next year. Number 6, Penn State.
That seems about right. But losing Barkley is going to be big for that offense. Yeah.
Number 5, Wisconsin.
And they lost Joe Moorhead.
Yeah.
Sort of an underrated. Badgers will be really good on defense again. They should be able to win that side of the Big Ten. So that seems about right.
Which leaves a very predictable top 4 of Georgia 4, Ohio State 3, Bama 2, Clemson 1.
No thanks. I'll have Clemson. I wouldn't have Clemson in the top 4. Okay. You guys keep buying that Clemson. I'm telling you, Clemson's a good team. Deshaun Watson was a great player. Clemson's not the same Clemson that they were. And I'm curious what Ohio State's going to do losing JT Barrett, because it seems like that guy's been there forever. So I'm curious to see what they do at quarterback. But to me, Georgia and Alabama are 1 and 2 in some order. Whatever you want to call it going in, I'll probably say Alabama 1, Georgia 2, but I wouldn't argue the other way. But Clemson number 1, that's just a stretch with what they've got going at quarterback.
There you go.
But I'm a hater. So
now, texter want to know, how's it Alabama gets away with crappy QBs when we see how quarterbacks are number 1 in the NFL? We talked about that a little bit yesterday. For anybody else to win a title in college football, they have to have a transcendent quarterback.
Yeah, Alabama can do it without.
Clemson, transcendent quarterback. Florida State, when Jameis Winston was there. I mean, that's Auburn with Cam Newton. It just seems like anybody other than Alabama has to have that guy, and Alabama is just so good at so many positions, it really doesn't matter. And their quarterbacks weren't crappy. Jalen Hurts can't throw the football. That's basically, he's a terrific runner, but he can't throw the football. And, you know, Tua was fantastic, so, you know. I wouldn't call them crappy. I would just say they don't need elite quarterbacks to win, though, which is a rarity. All right, what do we have here, John?
I'm going to teach you how to be manly, Fred. Fertile man centers can do it for you. The holidays were a time for family, Fred. 2018, you could add to your family. You could do that, Fred. Do you know if you're fertile? I don't know if Fred's fertile, but if he's not, Man Centers will—they'll know, and they'll know the reason why. Man Centers will evaluate any issues through semen analysis. They'll test for infections, overall quality of sperm count. Could be a prostate issue. Low testosterone can affect fertility. Sometimes our testosterone counts are low and we don't even really know it. Man Centers helps regain your natural testosterone production. They've got a comprehensive evaluation that will determine the cause of your decreased testosterone and identify the best treatment plan for you. This isn't about injections. Man Centers focuses on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce testosterone. There's a misconception that if you're having fertility issues that you should just go to a urology, any old urology practice. That's incorrect. Man Centers is a premier medical practice that focuses on reproductive urology and male fertility. The doctors and staff at Man Centers are the experts in reproductive urology. They've got four locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 288 in Pearland, off 249 in Tomball, and now in Bel Air. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. And due to the overwhelming success, Man Centers is now the home of the free general male wellness checkup. Doctors at Man Centers are rolling out the red carpet for all men in 2018, breaking down the barriers that hold you back from becoming healthier in 2018. There's no excuse anymore. That's a $150 value. Schedule your free general male wellness checkup today. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. All right, guys, new year. But is it a happy one, as in happy new year? Are you happy in your job? If not, why haven't you considered an IT career? If it's because you weren't the best student in high school, that's okay. You're not great with math or computers, that's okay. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take a free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon, so make new year, new career your resolution. Take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm never going to have a phone again.
Yeah, it takes a while, dude. I told you.
Well, and I'm getting an error message from iTunes saying that the phone cannot be restored.
Dude.
An unknown error occurred.
So every once in a while, I'll like if I'm bored to pass time, I play games on my phone. I play Candy Crush. Sometimes I'll play Dominoes. Sometimes I play a blackjack game. There's a free blackjack game. And you get new chips every day. You know, so if you lose all your chips, no big deal. They'll start you over right. The next day. But you can also purchase chips, which I've never understood why anyone would do that, because you'll just get chips the next day. And there's no prizes to win. It's literally just to pass time.
Yeah.
So I was playing that game, and my wife said something to me, and I got up holding my phone, and somehow it said, thank you for your purchase. When the next time I looked at my phone, my thumb was on the Apple Pay reader button. I bought $100 worth of fake chips.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I emailed the app, and I was like, listen, I don't want these chips. I haven't used any of them. I need a refund on this thing. They still haven't wrote me back, because they're probably like, wow. Whoever developed this app is like, wow, we finally sold the $100 chip package. And they're just going to ignore that email forever. So I'm going to have to like dispute the charge. And I mean,
was it your Apple Pay thing that did it?
Yes.
Yeah. I almost bought something the other night with that accidentally. So
yeah. So luckily everything goes through my American Express card, and American Express is pretty good about, like, if you tell them, hey, I didn't want this. I didn't buy it. This was an accident. They'll take care of it. So, but yeah, I was like, are you gotta be kidding me? $100 on a stupid game. $100. I read a story about some kid who had spent like $8,500 on, and this was a while back, on Pokemon Go stuff, like on his mom's phone. And he just kept charging up stuff. Charging it up. It's like, man, that's an ass whooping from hell where I come from. I don't know about you when you were a kid, but if I spent $8,500 on a video game, I would have got my ass beat.
Oh, I would have been murdered.
Yeah.
We didn't have that kind of money growing up. Well, so college football over, pro football's winding down. We're running out of football, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's still the playoffs. I don't worry about it. It's
championship week that gets me because you're down to two games.
Yes.
This week we got four. I'm fine. Next week we'll have two, and I'll realize there's only one meaningful game left. That's when it starts to – that's when it really starts to get to me.
Is it me or you, or do you guys feel like this season was kind of blah? Like, so many injuries in the NFL.
I think I have a theory on that. For one thing, we were also focused on the World Series. And then right after that, you get the Deshaun Watson news. There has been nothing interesting locally for the whole season, really.
And nationally, there were so many injuries in the NFL, like to star players.
Yeah, I think that took away a lot. But I don't know. It was kind of blah.
Yeah. Maybe there's always next year, boys. Or maybe football, we just don't care about it anymore because of, protests and things like that.
No, that's not it.
Although, listen, 17-point-something for the Bills-Jags game, that's an unbelievable number for that game.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? That 17 number is higher than the final score than combined.
The total points, yeah. Pathetic.
What are you going to do? But, I think there was some interest in Buffalo. I think there's more interest in that team nationally than people realize. It's just they've been so bad for so long. It's kind of like the Raiders. I mean, they're not Raiders level popular, but they're pretty popular. I think that whole Bills Mafia thing too has kind of made things fun for people.
Yeah, a lot of people mistakenly thought that I was a part of Bills Mafia. I'm not.
Wait, you haven't jumped through a flaming table?
I don't do that. They act like juggalos.
You haven't had sex in a parking lot?
They're like juggalos.
You don't take jumps on the garage?
No. Like, don't you feel like the Bills should be the official team of juggalos?
It's fair.
Like, that's the way they behave.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm having to install a new iTunes because it won't allow me to do this now. I have a bad feeling this is turning into an all-night kind of thing.
Yeah, you're going to be here till 7.
Well, it doesn't matter. There's no point in leaving at 5:30.
Do you want to call play-by-play? You turn the Aggie game on, you need to do the play-by-play?
That'd be good.
Only if I do it in my Georgia
voice.
I'm
interested in that.
Only if I do it as a Southern genteel fellow.
The pain Kentucky. I can't do one. Mine's horrible.
Kentucky. All you got to do is be the colonel.
That's right. Or Foghorn Leghorn, I say.
Have you not tried the new KFC crispy chicken? If you have not, why, I do declare you are missing out.
Alrighty, that is going to wrap it up for us. Aggie basketball up next. Hope everybody has an awesome night of Aggie basketball. And till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.